It's 8:45. We will call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Please rise and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. And as this is the official reorganization of the board, the chairman's going to declare the session formally closed, sign, and die. So turn it over to the clerk.
Okay. We will have nominations for board chairman. Are there any nominations, Terry?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to nominate Rex Adams as chairman.
Okay. Second that.
Are there any other nominations for chairman? More nominations for chairman? I entertain a motion for possibly closing for unanimous ballot.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, back to you.
Is it turned over to me? Thank you. I appreciate it. Vice Chairman.
I'd nominate Myron Dorn.
Moved by Bauman, or motion for Myron Dorn.
I
seconded by Juergens. Any other nominations for Vice Chair?
I move the nominations be closed and unanimous ballot be cast for Myron Dorn.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Congratulations, Myron. Put your football helmet on now. consent agenda. Is general agenda. Approve minutes of meeting held December 28th. Approve all claims through January 11th in the amount of $355,159.16. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve bank depositories, Security First Bank, Bank of the West, State Bank of Odell, First State Bank, Pinnacle Bank, U.S. Bank, Adams State Bank, Citizens State Bank, First National Bank Omaha, and Pate. Approve appointing Don Hill to prepare the county budget. Approve appointing Patty Milligan to prepare levies necessary to fund certified tax request. Approve designation of official county newspaper. Approved designation, Gage County's website as an additional method of providing notice of any meetings. Approved Don Hill as a NIRMA contact person. Approved district court clerk summary fee report for the month of December. Approved register of deeds report of fees for the month of December 2011. Approved appointing Terry Acton as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Approved permit 896 for David Niemeyer for the utility permit to bury power under Township Road West Half Northwest Quarter Section 18 Holt and Northeast Quarter Section 13 Grant.
Rex, I think in the bill department there's a small bill to Johnny's Welding. I'd like to abstain from that particular item.
Okay. Let's vote on the bills then. We're going to vote on number three first, and then we can do the rest after that.
I'd make a motion to approve just the claims.
Motion by Bauman to approve line three, claims in the $355,159.16. Juergens will abstain for reasons stated. Need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 with Juergens
turn there.
Abstaining. Now the rest of the consent agenda.
I would make a motion to approve the rest of the consent agenda as presented, but I'd like to have a little discussion about number eight there.
Okay.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Dorn.
Mr. Chairman, how can we use I look at the northern third of the county and there's a Voice News up there, and I don't know if we do much with the Voice News, just as another media outlet that's out there. And when we designate, obviously, the Daily Sun as a daily paper, so that it makes sense to do that. But how do we provide notification for some of the other papers that are out there? And with respect to the folks that live in the northern third of the county,
have them receive everything, we would have to designate them as our newspaper as well. Otherwise, it's just a kind of a pick and choose what we
could designate multiple I mean, the Daily Sun, that we, it makes sense to use them because they do daily stuff, and we have to get the notification out.
As far as I know, from the information that I researched years ago and went back and forth, then apparently the groups got together, the Weimar and the Daily Sun, and they negotiated a split percentage. From what I can find out, the board can set percentages. So it's up to the board, from my understanding.
It's a very fair question, Matt. In the northern end of the county, a lot of them, their own news source is the Hickman Voice. So, I mean, if you want to deem them as part of the official county newspapers, I mean, the Voice does the northern tier, the Daily Sun does the section, middle section, wherever. The Arbor State does the southern tier. So, I mean,
it makes sense, Myron. You know, you live up there, and a lot of those people take the Hickman Voice. That's
yeah, a lot of them don't take the probably the Beatrice Daily Sun because of they're closer to Lincoln. They take the Lincoln paper, the daily Lincoln paper. But there's the Voice has tremendous amount of people that take it. It comes out every Thursday, and I do know we get the Voice, and it does have a lot of legal proceedings in it.
They were very good, and I know when I was in the legislature, they worked with me in my office closely to make sure the people up there knew what was going on in the legislature. So I think that's an excellent idea, Matt.
Is there a way that do we have to just take the action today? Is this something we could say, well, how would this work out as far as percentages go? How does that work out? I don't know. I'm just raising the question. I don't know.
I think you decide it today. I mean, that's when it's normally done. You can set your figures, whatever you choose, you know, so you can do that.
Could we do it like third, third, third?
Yeah, you could do it however you choose. So, yes, you could very easily.
I think that would make sense.
Is that a motion?
You've got southern, you've got center, you've got, yes, that would be
moved
a motion.
By buyers.
You already have a motion for the whole consent. This is,
unless well, we pulled it, though. We pulled eight, correct?
Well, I'll have to amend my motion to consider eight separately then.
Okay.
Because he just wanted to discuss it in the
okay.
original
yeah. motion. Okay, yeah. So we are you amended your motion. The second agrees.
Yes.
To consider eight separately. Mr. Byers, you have a motion for a third, third, third for item number eight. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Now the rest of the consent agenda.
Still have a motion out there, right, on that? Do I need to remake that?
Well, no, remake it since we... It won't hurt to remake it.
I'll just restate my motion to approve the rest of the consent agenda that we haven't already considered.
Okay. So the rest of the consent agenda, which we voted on lines 3 and 8, so it will encompass everything else. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Now we're up to the regular agenda. Approve or disapprove resolution directing... Well, I guess I skipped it. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. You guys are here on bids, correct? Approve or disapprove resolution directing county attorney to commence action to foreclose the lien of several parcels of real estate for delinquent taxes.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. 12-01. Discussion.
I would ask for clarification from legal counsel.
Yeah, basically this is authorization each year that we follow through. In fact, last year it hadn't been done for a few years. And it's not a big monetary item, but it's just something that you got to catch up on it and keep it going. So every year we're going to do this. Statutorily, you have a little window that you need to do the notices, bring the actions to foreclose properties that are basically delinquent in the real estate taxes. And basically Amanda does that out of our office. And I think we, from last year's, we cleaned up several of them. Again, we need the specific authority from this board to go ahead and proceed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Matt, I want you to touch a little bit. I want to congratulate you. You were appointed to the Greater Nebraska Chief Elected Officials Board, Nebraska Department of Labor. You were appointed by the governor, and you will serve at the governor's pleasure.
That's correct.
So would you give us some background on it?
I made a packet for everybody here. The beginning of December, I believe there was an email that was forwarded from Don calling for volunteers, I guess, to submit applications. So I volunteered. So anyway, submitted an application. And what this is this works, this board works under the Workforce Investment Act of 1998 that then President Clinton signed into law, and it provides for education, financial assistance for educating basically displaced workers, providing training situations. And the state of Nebraska works with the Department of Labor is basically the fiscal agent for that, and that's who administers the program. And so you'll see an organizational chart there. I've got a three-ring binder that's about 6 inches tall that I'm trying to read. I've met with the program coordinator up in Lincoln a couple weeks ago, and, I volunteered for this. But I think the value, and I sent a lot of information to Luke a couple weeks ago, but I actually received the official notification from the governor last week. The benefit of this is to have, again, another local voice at a state level to provide input on the needs, in my mind, with regard to economic development in southeast Nebraska, and where my heart lies is Gage County. And so there's I believe it's an 11-county Region 4 that I would sit at the table on this Chief Elected Officials Board and provide input. And admittingly, it's going to be a learning curve. But I think at least we'll have representation from a local level for a local level at a state level. So it's a learning curve. The first meeting is actually the 8th of February, so I will be absent from this meeting going to this first meeting representing our interest, I believe, in Gage County. So I'm excited about it. A lot of work, so, but I think there's value in having that voice there. So I'll share as much information with you as I can as I get that. And I guess that's really all I have to say. So.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Committee reports. Terry, you want to get started? You guys had a pretty lengthy meeting.
Yeah, I will. Well, first off, we've got the, the crews, what they've been doing the last 2 weeks. Galen brings that up every time. So they've been able, luckily enough, to do a bunch of work outside with the winter we've had. So we're very lucky there. Our costs have been held down because of the nice winter. So we're lucky there. We've had discussions again, and I think we're going to next week sometime try to meet with Mark Minnelli concerning that Hickory Road West project. The date hasn't been set. We're going to try to meet with him sometime next week anyway concerning that project to get it, see where we're going with it, what we can do. I've had personally quite a few people ask me what we have to do for road closures, and so Galen brought us up the sheets, what it takes to officially get a road closed in Gage County. He's had two, of course we lost a motor grader operator, and we've had two, I think, narrowed down to two good applications, two applicants for that job. So Galen's going to bring those two people in and make a decision on that. And lastly, the gravel allocations. I've had township members call me. They didn't get their full allocations of gravel for this year because we got a late start. Everything got going. The pits are closed now, have been. And they were concerned that they were going to lose their allocations for this year. But in talking to Galen, our committee, they'll still get their full allocations when we start up next spring. The needs aren't as great right now, so Matt brought up during discussions, some of these townships are having difficulty making payments. They're struggling. Certain ones are. So we're in discussion maybe if they think they could use the dollars instead of the gravel to help them out a little bit to get caught up here. we might be doing that. So if the roads, and the roads are in, essentially in really good shape, you know, we've, I mean, weather's been with us. So if it holds like this and we don't have to spend a lot of those dollars, if they could use that in dollars rather than gravel, it's something we're going to look at down the road. So we have,
I guess. I'll help you out, just a minute. A little bit what Terry is referring to there in the township gravel allocations in the first 6 months. We budgeted, I think, a little over $750,000, and then we also, another place in the budget, another, since we were short on last year's allotment, we allocated or have a line for another $140,000 or roughly $900,000. But out of the $760,000, as of January 1st, the townships have only used 41% of that.
Right.
And the concern was, part of the discussion was, you never know what the winter's going to be like or the spring, and then when the gravel pit opens up again, and last year that thing was down quite often, so that's why we're essentially behind. What happens again if we don't get the full allotments hauled for them, and how are we, how will we handle that? And that's why part of the discussion was, maybe this one time we may see if, visiting with some of the townships, if maybe they aren't interested in, won't take a mile or loads or whatever, and maybe giving them some dollars back instead. But that right now is only discussion. That has not been decided on anything.
Okay. Any questions for Road and Bridge? Myron, you want to do law enforcement?
Yeah.
You guys had a big meeting, too.
Yeah, we had longer meeting than we normally have, I guess. We had a lot of stuff for Gus, and Gus had a good list of stuff here for us. One of the things we wanted to make sure we discussed in this meeting here, though, was Gus has had a little chart here with the amount of calls we've had the last 4 years and how they have been increasing, steadily increasing. He has it calls for services. In 2008, we were at 6,338. This last year, in 2011, we had 7,104 calls for service, which amounts to about 19.5 calls a day. We figured it up or whatever. And one of the things Gus wanted to point out is that takes more work on the part of the deputies, more work on the part of the whole operation over there, not just making that call for service, but also all the paperwork that each of those calls entails. He said this last weekend they had like 21 calls, but then it takes another whole day, most of Monday, to complete the paperwork and everything for that. It's not just the fact that they're going on the calls. It's good and bad. Any business likes increased increased. You like to see those calls increase, but maybe the sheriff department necessarily don't, because then it puts more of a strain on the whole system, on the jail and everything, because that all flows on through or whatever. I don't know, unless Gus has some more comments on that or anything, if you'd like to visit about it or.
Yeah, it is what it is. Increase next in this next year will be a true task to see if that number stays up there, and then we'll just have to take it from there. I've been trying to figure out how to juggle existing staff to kind of help a little bit, but I just don't have a lot of staff to juggle. Like I say, we usually stack up our night shift because that's where we have a lot of our calls. Daytime getting to the point now where it'd be nice to have two out as well. So we're just going to have to see this year how things go. If it stays that, then I'll have to sit down and talk committee and see what we can figure out.
One other thing we had a discussion with a little bit about Gus was, and I forget the exact wording we used for it, a committee to help evaluate our fleet over there, our vehicles. You know, we bought a few new ones, and Gus has, he emailed us all yesterday afternoon then, and I don't remember who's on that, but he has a committee of three, what you would call service station or repairmen operators in the county that have agreed to be on that, and once or twice or how often they need to, they're going to meet and just go over the vehicle fleet over there and help Gus make recommendations, or, you know, so that we don't have where we had this last year where we end up with eight or nine cars with over 125,000 miles and worrying about how you're going to replace them. Hopefully down the road that will that committee will help be able to help make recommendations, and we'll be able to hopefully keep the fleet maybe a little bit more up to date or a little bit so it's maintained good working order and everything. So
well, I think we've got a good cross section too. We got Mel and Dismeyer from Adams, I got Gerald Cleveland here in Beatrice, and I have Spencer Sutton from Odell. So, and they were all very gracious to help me out like that once last year and sit down and just go over what we have. So, like Myron says, we can at least come back, hopefully even a little more intelligently, and give the committee and board kind of what the recommendation would be from somebody that's got some experience and taxpayers as well. So it should hopefully help us a lot.
Very positive move, Gus. Very positive. Good.
Yeah, and I will say this. We had three or four other things, too, we questioned Gus about. And I know, couldn't believe it. By last night, I only read my emails once a day, usually in the evening and stuff. And here's four emails from Gus talking about every one of those things already. So I will commend Gus on, we talked about that already this morning. Thank you for doing the job you're doing there and responding that quick. Oh, one of the other things was is, because we'd asked Gus about the rent, down there at Wymore, at the barn down at Wymore, we have that fence up, and then there's a lot of vehicles down there. We discussed about that. Those are some of the, what the county is keeping because they're on trial or not trial or whatever. And some of those things in there, why are they staying there so long, and are we getting rent and all that? We had that discussion. And so they are definitely keeping on track of that and on top of that. So,
Gus, I want to thank you because we did have a committee meeting that was Monday. And your response to that, you were very receptive. You were very responsive to the community's concerns and this committee's concerns. And one of them was maintenance of the vehicle fleet. You've got proposals that you're sending out to area shops. Anyone that did not get a proposal, do not hesitate to submit one or pick up an application. Two was we talked about doing our own maintenance with our own people at a given point. And Gus checked in. Saline County has a maintenance mechanic. He does maintenance of the jail facilities and the buildings. That is his sole job. And then we had some discussion on the warrant officer. It's no longer private. We have a warrant collection officer that joins with a joint team of the feds, area officers, and he was involved with the bus that you all saw in Lincoln yesterday on TV. So Gage County had officers on that scene. As always, it's good sharing resources and training. And hopefully they can pass back and help out with the other staff on that. There has been concern, you know, on our budget expenses on the vehicle fleet. And as long as we have an older, aging fleet, we're always going to experience that. But I think we're taking a proactive stance on looking at asking questions, and I believe it's appropriate. Anything else on law enforcement? Finance.
6-month update. I gave a draft out in Finance Committee, and this is cleaned up a little bit. So I worked on this last night some more. Kind of walk you through this form here. You'll see in the gray shaded area, that's budget 10-11. And these aren't necessarily every single thing that's in the budget. These are just areas that I try to look at and follow about every other week or at least once a month, and areas that I'd like to focus on. So the other column you'll see is the 11-12 and B is budget. And then the balance, obviously that's what's left, and then wages and benefits. So kind of the takeaway from this that I want to show people is if you go down to the about two-thirds of the way down where there's funds there. If you look at the Road and Bridge Sinking Fund, and again, a lot of this is going to be off good experience if Mother Nature plays well. So we've got a Road and Bridge Sinking Fund there that at the end of this year, if everything goes well, we'll have just under $900,000 in there, and that's basically a savings account. There's an insurance fund there, and again, I've talked about this before. That's a new fund. I think we started that last year. And again, if everything goes well and we can transfer money over at the end of the year, we'll have $100,000. And that's really our emergency fund. So if there's an employee illness or we have a bad year of experience with a lot of claims because we're self-funded and we do save a lot of money, we have to have an emergency fund for those outliers so that we can keep the rates the same. And we can, unfortunately, but if we have to, we could single out payment for one particular employee and not change the rates for the entire plan. So we need to do that up over a period of time. And so we're trying to build that up. The inheritance fund there, you'll see, has got at the end of the fiscal year last year, moving into this year, we had just right at $1 million. And I just looked at the form that we all have in our packet to get from the treasurer's office. That fund balance as of the 4th was $1,269,357. And so we've been fairly miserly with that. We're trying to build that fund up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we can't expend all 1.2 because we didn't have that until January. We could only put in the budget what was there at the end of June. So go down to a building fund. Again, that's a new fund that the county hasn't had before. And that's just, again, it's a sinking fund. It's a saving fund so that over the years, as we need to do things, we save that and we pay over time. So you build that fund up and draw from it when you need it. Stay away from 40 years of doing little or nothing and then have to do a bond. Wages and benefits, if you go all the way down and you look at that $5.6 million number there, that is wages, benefits for the entire, that's in the entire county budget. That's what we spend, $5.6 million. You look at road and bridge, that budget has $4.2 million. Now that budget include, the 4.2 includes wages. So just to show that there. And law enforcement is $2.3 million, almost $2.4 million. And that's county attorney, corrections, sheriff, the courts, probation, that's everything. And then you'll see building and grounds budget there, which is $389,000. So really the takeaway from this is where our focus needs to be when I look at this budget, be on finance committee, is you typically, when you're dealing with taxpayer money, you follow the money. Where should you be paying most of your attention? Well, you'll see the top two there, employees and roads and bridges. And there's been some contention periodically that we stick our nose in certain places. Well, that's our responsibility. If you're going to be responsible to the taxpayer, you do that. And you pay attention to where those dollars go. And I think that's very appropriate that we do that. The other thing down there with respect to the county attorney and the sheriff is you see $2.3 million. I look at that as a number and a cost to the taxpayers for people not playing by the rules. And there's a cost to that, and there's an expense to that. And God bless them for the work they do, but we spend a lot of money there. And we as taxpayers spend a lot of money there. And so the other thing you'll see there is call attention to is the buildings in the county that we're responsible for. And that's a statutory requirement that we provide for those buildings. So I would just call a little bit of attention to 6 months where we're at. A lot of the budgets are right on, if not a little bit under 50%. Things are going well. We've had good experience. I think we've got a great working relationship with the other elected offices. They're willing to come here, and even though it's in their budget, like Patty did today, she'll share that information. So I think we've got, you know, things are running pretty smooth. I appreciate the input, and I know that the elected officials meet from time to time, and I've talked to Gary, we've still got some classification of employees that need to take place, and we're looking at comparabilities. I know Gary's working on that. So it's a constant thing that we have to work on, So I just wanted to share that. I think that's, you know, good periodically to put together and look at. But again, if anyone wants it, you can go to the clerk's office and get an expenditure sheet and go through all 60-some pages if you'd like. And I would encourage you to do that. So, and there's also a budget that anyone can go get, which probably got 60-some pages. And Don just loves to make copies. So it's important. It's important to look at those things. And so,
okay.
There were a couple of things on law enforcement, too, that Gus brought up relative to some legislation sitting in the legislature and some increased costs, court costs, that could be allocated back to the sheriff's department. So we could see some increase in some funding if those bills are passed. So I just thought it's important to make note of that.
Okay, HR committee, Gary. Or do you comment on finance?
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing that Matt didn't mention that we've discussed at different times is that these cash reserve balances is something that we would like to look at bumping up as we move along too. I know in my experience from the city that if you had an auditor come in and look at our overall expenditures and what we spend on buildings and different things, that, you know, these cash reserves are really probably pretty inadequate for the amount of dollars that we handle and take care of. So this is the first step, and I think we really need to look at building that reserves up more than where we're at now. So,
okay. Any other finance? HR, Gary.
Like Matt said, we got a couple of employees that we need to I was going to have a meeting today with an attorney to kind of get to moving on that deal, but we had to put that off until next week sometime. And the other thing we're currently going to pick up is some classification and wage scale set up for the sheriff's department. So
good.
That's where we're at.
Building and grounds, Benny.
We will have a couple of things. We'll have a meeting in 2 weeks, and just a matter of getting the time set to fit in. But Davey is doing some work on some area upstairs that can be remodeled pretty easily that we might be able to use for offices. And I have had a call since our meeting last week from Mr. Morgan out at SCC. You remember we visited with him relative to possibly being able to use some of his students and some of his staff on the Veterans Memorial, and he called, and I haven't been able to get him back yet, but he's willing now to step forward and meet and talk about what they might do to help us on that. So we'll discuss that at our building grounds in 2 weeks also.
Good.
So very positive.
Kathy, insurance?
Insurance committee didn't meet. I think we're going to have to start meeting soon. We did have somebody call that wanted to give a presentation on what they had to offer, but I think we need to look at all our general health insurance and maybe going out for bids again. And also I had a conversation with possibly looking at our, was that you that mentioned that to me, about looking at the NIRMA for our county coverage and seeing if that's our best option.
Okay. In emergency management, Matt?
We didn't meet this month. I don't have anything new to report. I think we met last month. We covered quite a little bit. Mark gave a report, so we haven't met.
Okay. Well, I think we will have to adjourn until, not adjourn, take a recess until 9:30 when the bids for the 99 Chrysler Concord. Is there anything else for the good of the order that you want to address, or... Okay, we'll take a recess until 9:30.
31, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, it's 9:30. We'll reconvene the Gage County Board of Supervisors, attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. On the agenda, 9:30 timed event, we need a motion to close all bids for the 1999 Chrysler Concord.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Who wants to open the bids? I think pass them to the right or left. No way.
What's the other option?
Right or left.
Okay, the first bid. $351, Jay Munsterman. Plus a coffee stain.
J-A-Y.
Oh, that's extra.
That's priceless.
I think it's coffee.
We'll leave that one unanswered.
Care. Second bid is $351.01.
Oh.
Colin Mainz. 502 East H Street, Wymore, Nebraska, 68466.
Might be by a penny.
Okay, the next bid is $1,010. Brian Stuhr, Stuhr, 86th and Apple Road, Cortland, Nebraska. And the fourth and final bid, Dennis Lyons for 656, 422 South 5th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310. That was the final bid.
Make a motion to accept the bid for $1,010 from Brian Stuhr.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Anything else for the good of the order? Gage County Board of Supervisors will adjourn at 9:32.